Everybody, it's Dan. So in today's video, we want to talk to you about the worst content advice ever.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well. Just have to pick up a little one from school. I thought I'd just do a quick video about content. Because when I first started out making content, obviously you want to make good content. And you try your best and you're trying to find out what works, what doesn't work, what will get you the most views, what will get you the most clicks, what will get you the most strategy sessions booked, and therefore what will get you the most income when people buy whatever it is that you happen to be selling. And so, you know, you do some searches on Google and that kind of thing, and you're seeing what other people are doing, what sort of results that they get, and so on. And inevitably, you'll end up on Google typing how to get more YouTube views, how to get more podcast downloads, that kind of thing. And so one of the things that always seems to come up, is somebody saying, and this is the worst bit of content advice, oh, it's easy, just make good content. Just make high quality content. Oh, really? Oh, I thought I was supposed to make the shittest content on the planet. I mean, I've been spending hours trying to work out how to make my content the worst stuff ever. That's where I've been going wrong. I need to stop making it shit and start making it good. And it's just totally terrible advice. It's not anybody. It's like, you know, the key to scoring more goals, take more shots at the opponent's goal. Really? Oh, I've been taking shots at my own goal. That's why we keep losing. It's just ridiculous. It just winds me up. So, look, what is good content? I don't know. You don't know. It's subjective. It's subjective in so many different ways. I might make a piece of content that's exactly the same as somebody else, and the perception that it gets is completely different to somebody else, based on all sorts of different things. Backgrounds, audience levels, ages, gender, all sorts of different reasons why somebody might listen to you and not to somebody else. But for people to say, oh, you just need to make good content, it's like, oh, come on. Like, I knew that bit. Like, you're not really helping me. I kind of knew that. Like, just don't be shit. I kind of knew that bit. And actually finding out what makes good content. And by the way, there is no right answer to this. This is the thing. You know, we see all these people looking for the Holy Grail. There is no Holy Grail in content. There just is, make some content, put it out, see what happens, see how many clicks it gets, try different thumbnails, try different headlines, try clickbaity headlines, do the YouTube thumbnail, you know, the type stuff, the faces, the shocked look, create those kind of thumbnails and see what happens. But then it's just clickbaity stuff anyway, and yeah, clickbaity stuff, awesome, gets you more views, gets you more clicks. Most people are just chasing a clickbait. We're not chasing the content. And so we actually try and avoid all of that stuff. We don't have cheesy clickbait titles. We don't have cheesy thumbnails. Because it detracts from our message. And what that actually means is that we end up getting less clicks, less engagement, less views. But the clicks, the engagement and the views that we do actually get are from people who actually might want to buy our stuff. Therein lies the success to your content campaign. It's not that less is more, but more authentic is more. Being authentic with your content is a surefire thing. And fine, you might only get one or two video views and so on. You might get very low numbers, hardly any subscribers and so on. And that's okay, this is a journey, you know, you don't start off on day one. I was looking at the top UK Instagram for business. There was one guy and he's got three posts. He's got 142,000 followers off three posts. And one of the posts is just him drinking a coffee. It's like nothing special. And I'm like, dude, you just bought 142,000 Instagram followers for these three posts. What have you done that for? It's all fake anyway, this is the point, it's all fake. So try and avoid that path if you can. You do get some social proof from having, you know, X number of followers. But then you're diluting your message, because if you've got 10,000 fake followers and 100 actual followers, and the algorithm is 1%, but 1% of 10,000 versus 1% of 100, you'll get a one person seeing it, but on a 10,000, you're going to get a 10 for that, 100 for that. So your actual people who want to see it ain't going to get to see it. So we're just back to producing original content again. Like, that's it. It's just original content. That's what you should be producing almost every single day. You know, if you're... Like, I'm off to do the school run, and some people don't like me filming while driving, but I'm just having a conversation. It's like having a conversation with a kid in the back or my partner, or having a phone call with someone. It makes no difference. I'm still looking at the road. And so I'm quite happy doing it. It's all right for Jeremy Clarkson. It's all right for me, as far as I'm concerned. And if it's illegal in the UK, which I don't think it is, but if it is, I'm not in the UK, I'm in Spain. But we try and fit snippets of content in, because let's face it, we've always got something worthwhile to say. At least I think it's worthwhile. But we got something authentic to say. We got something that comes from our experiences that we know actually helps us. And we see other people struggling. Well, why am I not getting 100,000 views? Why am I not getting subscribers? Why am I not getting? It's because it's fake. That's why you're not getting. It's mostly fake. You look at some of the top people who've got an Instagram following, let's say, you know, 50,000 followers. It's just fake. Like, who would have 50,000 people following someone talking about property? Like, Why would you? Your videos are less than a minute long. How much content can you fit inside a minute? Not a huge amount. So look, if you think about content, just go create content. Create good content. Don't create that crap stuff you've been trying. Just create as much as you can. And the more you produce, actually, the better it will get over a period of time. We're on to, I don't know, 700 podcasts. Like, we're a natural at it. And I don't worry anymore whether people are going to like it or not, because some people will love it and some people hate it. And the next episode, you know, you get a crossover. You get different people liking it, different people hating it. It just makes no difference. It's whatever appeals to them and whatever appeals to you. Just start making your content and start doing it now. So, you know, the earlier you start doing it, the quicker you can make your mistakes and the better it will be earlier. That's the key. We don't know what's coming in the next 3 years. Is it TV interviews? Is it being on Sky? Is it radio? I don't know. But do you think all this might help so that if that ever happens, which I don't know that I could be bothered even if it did, but if that did happen, do you think this would be useful? Of course. And so everything that we do is a stepping stone onto that next level. Whatever that next level might actually be, it's always a stepping stone onto the next level. So, off you go. Go create some content. Hope that's useful. Catch up with you in the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.